Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Heath reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Stevens scores. Swift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Swift scores. Gutteridge moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Smith. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Weatherly moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball towards left. Cullenbine catches it and throws to home to double up Weatherly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Auker hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. 1 out. Buster Mills pinch hits for Ray Mack. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Clint Brown. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.